Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
ESPN 97.5, KFNC 97.9, HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Presented by Zadok Jewelers. It's John and Lance.
I destroyed.
John's ripping Coors Light families apart.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Big Philly. I'm excited to see him here in a month. I'm excited, okay? That is going to be one hell of a game, Big Philly back in the city of Houston playing football. That's going to be fun.
The 19-minute drive versus an elite defense. We'll see how that goes. It's irresistible force, immovable object.
Yeah, yeah.
24-play drives don't happen often.
No, 24 plays, 19 minutes. I mean, you get one, two possessions of half?
Yeah. It doesn't seem fair. That one team should be able to possess it that long.
Yeah.
That long. That's like something a service academy would do in college.
Yeah. Right. That's he's bringing a whole new look to the NFL. Big Philly.
44-year-old, oldest quarterbacks in history.
Yeah.
Who are they?
Oldest quarterbacks in history would be...
Blanda?
Oh, yeah. Blanda's number one. And...
This might be two.
Who?
This might be number two. If Philip Rivers signs, which I think he's going to sign, what other option do they have? I guess they have Brett Rypien, who's going to take over if Riley Leonard. I don't know if the plan is to play Philip Rivers or not. I mean, it's Riley Leonard's a starter. He's hurt, and he's hurt because Anthony Richardson blasted his eye socket and has never made it back, and may not make it back this year. What a complete waste of a
Blanda,
pick.
Blanda, Brady, Steve DeBerg, Vinny.
Blanda was 48.
48. How about that? He was a backup that had to come in when LaMonica got hurt.
Well, still, he played a snap at age 48.
Oldest starting quarterback ever, 45, was Brady. Oldest to win a Super Bowl at 43. Steve DeBerg played at 45. Vinny played 44. Warren Moon into his 40s. Now Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco, Aaron Rodgers, and Russell Wilson all in their 40s.
So, wait, Brady was 45?
45.
Huh, okay.
He's the oldest ever star.
Oh, yeah,
Blanda,
yeah.
I guess, came in when he was 48. But
did
he
you
was
say Vinny Testaverde, too? Did you mention him? He was 44.
44.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now Philip Rivers is going to be in that category.
Yeah, he's going to be right
potentially
up there.
We'll see if he plays.
We'll hope so.
I mean, Brett Rypien, I don't know. Would he come back to be a backup?
Rypien?
He does look like he's got a fuller, thicker face. Philip Rivers.
Oh, no. When you see, did you see the video of Gruden going over to his house?
I didn't see it.
He had a gut and he had some man boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was never ripped.
He's got a dad bod.
Yeah, he always had one.
Yeah. Well, so he was thinner than this.
It's just even more dad body.
He was thinner than this. Yep. Gary's here. Wants to talk a little Texas football. Hey, Gary. Gary there? No?
I guess not.
Just there's no Gary. Did you see the game? I mean, did Jalen Hurts win a Super Bowl last year?
Yeah, he did.
He did. Philly fans are done with Jalen Hurts. Four interceptions, no touchdowns last night. He became the first quarterback ever to have two turnovers on one play. Did you see the play?
I did.
Threw the pick, fumble. He picks it up. He's got it. He fumbles, and San Diego recovers. Two turnovers on one play. You think that couldn't happen, but it did.
It happened.
Yeah. It just did for the first time ever. He was bad. He was bad. There's no question. He is. I don't know about they want him out already. He just won a Super Bowl for you last year.
I'm sorry. Is this your first time in sports?
Have you met Philadelphia fans?
Have you ever been around sports?
Oh, my God.
I like that dirty ass trash ass seat.
I want someone to look at me, though. Did you see after the game? I want someone to look at me like Jim Harbaugh looks at Justin Herbert.
Oh, my God. I had to search back to make sure that Harbaugh was dropping F-bombs because I didn't know if he would be an F-bomb dropper. I mean, he drinks milk with steak, so there's no guarantee that he'll use profanity. And on Herbert, when he went down and had that drive, and really, frankly, his two runs single-handedly made that game-tying field goal possible from Dicker the kicker. He was coming off. He goes, good effing job. Great effing job. And I was like, I searched back. I said, I think he dropped F-bombs. Hmm. And my wife said, who? I said, Harbaugh. She said, is that a thing? I said, yeah, I didn't think it was a thing, honestly. I thought he was a shooting shucks. And, you know, I was just reading his lips. And it's for sure what he was saying.
Yeah.
For sure what he was saying. And I just thought, man, he loves Herbert.
Drinks a glass of milk with his steak, but I didn't know he doesn't swear.
Well, I didn't know he does. He just doesn't seem like a swearing guy to me. He may not be. He doesn't probably pepper it. I was around Michigan a little bit one afternoon with the Joe Moore Award, and yeah, he didn't have it. It's just his regular, you know, he's not just going to let him fly like you or I might. Just,
I don't. I never work blue.
Oh, you don't work blue?
I don't work blue, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, I've been known to work a little blue off the mic.
Yeah,
and he doesn't. That's not Harbaugh, but I don't know. For some reason, it just surprised me. But the look of love in his eyes for Justin Herbert, you could see.
He went up after the game, and I swear I wish somebody would look at, not Jim Harbaugh per se, but anyone would look at me like he looks at Justin Herbert. He loves him. Hey, listen, that's a pretty gutty performance now. Dude had a surgery on his left. What was his wrist? His hand? Yeah, his wrist on Monday, and he's playing in the game. And didn't think he could get under center, but he actually did. He took snaps under center, and holy crap! That's, you know, you don't often have surgery on Monday, and then play the following Monday. That doesn't happen often. So that was a pretty gutty performance. And Herbert's okay. Herbert's pretty good. Jalen Hurts is really, really bad right now. It's really not good right
now.
Yeah,
you know, Philly fans didn't like him. Then they did like him. Then they loved him. Now they're back to like, I never really liked him. And you know what I was really surprised by? I guess I shouldn't be. You don't even want to see what Chiefs Twitter looks like. They have been they are so done with Andy Reid. They want him to retire, and they want him gone now. And I'm just like, I was blowing my mind when I was reading yesterday. I was reading under the comments of like Jeff Schwartz, or I don't know, somebody Chiefs, not Jeff, but Mitchell Schwartz, or there was some Chiefs stuff, and these fans, at least on social media, and I know that's different, man, was I shocked how many people were like, Andy Reid, he's been done, he's done, get rid of him. Kelsey, I get. Kelsey's done. I think he'll retire. I think there is a chance Andy Reid could retire. I think there is that chance. I mean, it's been brought up before, and I know that after the Super Bowl last year, there was questions about whether Andy would strap it up and do it again. And this is kind of a demoralizing year this year for Andy Reid. There is a chance that this could be Andy Reid's last year. There's that chance, but they have turned on Brett Veach, the GM, Andy Reid, the head coach,
wow,
and definitely Travis Kelce. No one's turning on Pat Mahomes, not that I could tell.
That's just ridiculous. Now, Andy Reid, in another interview yesterday, said, no, you know what, I'm not backing off. I would do it again. It didn't work, but you know what? I
think he regretted not going for – well, and that's interesting because he said he took responsibility for the play. I think that he would have run the ball.
Yeah, I mean
– with with what's his name? Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt, yeah. I don't know, but no. After reflection, don't you think, wow, look at how well our defense is playing? Don't you? If you're down and you're aggressive, I get it. But in a tie game, going for it on the 30? I mean, what?
No. Andy is.
No. That's not solid football. That's not being aggressive. That's actually playing dumb, especially with how well your defense was. If your defense, if they were lighting you up, that's one thing. If it was 40-40, that's one thing. It was 10-10. It was 10-10, and the Texans had no first downs. I mean, goodness gracious.
After a good night's sleep and some reflection, that decision that cost me a game and possibly the playoffs, I'd do it all over again.
I'd do it again.
Wow.
I'd do it again. Yeah, that may be why people are, what? No, you don't want to do, don't, please
we,
don't. Let's
we
not do
started
that.
With Jalen Hurts, but let's not let A.J. Brown off the hook. A.J. Brown tipped one of those interceptions up in the air, and on the field goal that the Eagles kicked to take the lead that eventually led to the Chargers kicking their own field goal, that's a touchdown that A.J. Brown has to catch.
You know, yeah. there's been plenty of teams who've fallen off quickly after winning a title, but I didn't see this one coming for Philadelphia.
It's happened two of the last three seasons.
With
them going to Super Bowl or winning it and then falling apart down the stretch. They did it in 2023. It's a repeat of that year.
Yeah, I guess so. Going, they didn't win it.
No, but two Super Bowl appearances the next year. They started off strong as far as their record-wise, but the metrics would tell you their record was better than how they're actually playing, and it's happening again. And yeah. The division's not very good, so they'll probably win it, and this time they'll likely have a home game as opposed to going on the road to Tampa. But who's afraid of the Eagles? Like, if they have to face an NFC North team, you think the NFC, maybe the Bears if they don't win the division, but the Packers and the Lions going to Philly for a wild card game? Why would they be afraid of this Eagles team?
Based on reputation, I thought Philadelphia would come out and give a good performance. I really thought, okay, yeah, they're going to right the ship. And they're not. Their offense is bad. Go look at their offensive performance. They have Saquon Barkley has turned into high ankle sprain Saquon with the Giants. He is not the same factor. Jalen is not playing well. They blame it all on the offense coordinator. So Philly fans believe the offense coordinator is just, you know, he is. You think you don't like Nick Haley? Wait until, what's his name, Petula or whatever? Kevin Petula, the OC. They hate that guy. And to be fair, they have more explosive offensive weapons than the Texans do. I mean, if you really look at it, I mean, they've got the ability to be a lot better. Now, losing Lane Johnson is going to really hurt them. Like, that's a massive loss. So, I don't know. We could end up with a scenario where the Eagles, the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Bengals, and the Colts are all out. Now, the Colts, I bring up the Colts just because they were 7-1 at one point.
Yeah.
These other ones are, you know, headline teams. And we know the Bengals probably because Joe Burrow was out for most of the year. But still, these headline name teams are falling out of the playoffs. It's going to be a wild playoffs. And there was an article about Kansas City. They're such a ratings powerhouse on TV that the NFL can't be happy about, you know, them falling out of the playoffs. Although I don't think the NFL really, I don't think they care quite like that. But apparently they averaged, viewers have been front and center for all ups and downs as the Chiefs were part of four of the NFL's five most watched games this year, including Thanksgiving Day against Cowboys, where they averaged 57.2 million viewers, set a league record for the regular season. People tune in for the Chiefs. They
honestly
still do.
Does any of that have anything to do with Taylor Swift?
What do you mean? She's not even on TV. We never even see her.
No, I know, but the Chiefs, I mean,
nah, I don't think
she
Swift
skyrocketed
is
the popularity.
No, because their numbers were enormous before her. So, well, and she never shows up on screen. Like, Swifties aren't going to sit there for a Texans.
I don't know. They go there just to look at her.
No, but she's not team, and now at least some of them. I can't speak to all of them.
Yeah.
But you see Taylor Swift fans talking about.
Yeah,
the Chiefs.
But she's not really part of it anymore.
Yeah, no, but they've extended outside of just the NFL range now. I'll tell you what, the smartest thing, you see these commercials for Disney Plus, they've got the behind the scenes of her era tour, the end of an era. You
mm-hmm.
see this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, buy Disney stock now, because every girl is going to want to see, because they show her kissing Travis Kelce, and they see her, show her practicing and all of this stuff.
They've been knowing that.
I mean, my Disney stock is going through the
roof.
What
about Uncle Freddy?
Woo! Big Philly.
Wait a minute. Aren't you owned by Netflix yet?
Yeah.
Isn't Netflix your boss yet?
They haven't bought Disney yet.
Who's buying you in the hostile takeover?
Somebody's your boss. They bought something else. They didn't buy
Warner, at least.
Yeah. Warner Brothers.
Somebody's trying to buy you with the leverage.
Ain't nobody buying.
No, you see that? They're doing a $30 per share. It's like it's an aggressive takeover.
I don't know if you've heard, Lance. No one buys Mickey.
They ain't taking over.
No one.
They ain't taking over. Nobody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Woo! Me and Big Philly, we are having a day, okay?
Have you looked at your stock?
I haven't.
It is not my stock.
It's my wife's anyway. It don't matter. It ain't mine. I'm just happy for my wife. That's all.
Wait a minute. You're down over the last year.
I know, but it's going up with Taylor Swift. I'm telling you. Buy now.
She didn't just start dating him.
Buy now. Buy it now.
The Eras Tour, Doc, when is that coming out?
It's coming out. And when it does, boom, through the roof.
It ain't
going
to matter. They've already had Eras Tour. Well, I went to the movie with my daughter, and I thought that would be enough. Like, there, see, you kind of like you were at the concert.
No, this is all behind the scenes. She kissed Travis Kelce.
Well, we've seen that before. December 12th. John, point to December 12th.
That's the day.
All right, don't just talk about it. Be about it. Go watch it.
I'm going to go buy more stock is what I'm doing.
No, watch the doc.
Oh, I ain't watching that.
It's a 6-episode docuseries.
Come on.
You see?
6 1-hour. Well, you've got 6 hours to give Taylor Swift.
I ain't got 2 minutes to give Taylor Swift. She ain't giving me nothing. She ain't giving, except my Disney
I don't stuff. Have 2 minutes to give Taylor Swift.
Boom.
Phrasing.
Boom. I don't have two minutes. I don't have two. I don't have 1 minute. She gets nothing from me. Boop. Boop, boop, boop. Nothing. Okay? Sorry. Stay with Travis Kelce. Okay? A loser.
Wait. Can't catch the ball. A loser?
Can't catch the ball.
Hey, you're only as good as your last target.
I guess.
Now, the ball was back here.
It was not a good throw.
It wasn't a good throw.
Pat Mahomes, he was really hurt by the drops. That dude wasn't super accurate the other night.
No, he wasn't. All right, you know who is accurate? I'm going to tell you this about him. Blue Bonnet Class. I'm going to tell you this about these boys, okay? They've been doing business since 1951, 75 years we're talking about. They were in Brenham, now they're in the Houston area. You guys, contractors, construction, you got to have your glass on time, okay? And listen, you're building an apartment building, okay? You're building a hotel. You need all of that glass. You need somebody that is going to make sure that you get it and you get it on time. You're wasting man hours if you don't. Blue Bonnet Glass, they say and they feel like they do it every single time. They are going to make sure that they do what they say they're going to do. Replacement windows, shower glass, custom glass and mirrors, solar screens, commercial glass, commercial storefront glazing. They pride themselves on making sure that you get what they say you're going to get when they say they're going to get it to you. So you're looking for that glass company. Oh, yeah, listen, you broke a window. You need a glass company. They'll do one window. They don't care. No job too big, too small for Blue Bonnet. They're in the greater Houston area now, been in Brenham for 75 years, and they're here now. And if you're looking for any glass, okay, it doesn't matter, customize whatever it is. You need glass. 832-508-0911, 832-508-0911, or bluebonnetglass.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Woo! Big Philly and green light offer, both of them. I love that.
Sean is a lot like Big Philly.
Woo! He is.
Woo!
Love that. We have got, so can you name yourself Coors Light somebody? Is that allowed?
You can do whatever you want. You mean like a child?
Well, I mean, what's the deal here, Dell?
Well, we have a caller whose moniker is Coors Light Trey. I mean,
self-name yourself? Absolutely.
Or maybe it's a name he's bringing that his buddies gave him, and he's bringing it to the show. But
yeah,
if you drink Coors Light, your name is Trey.
Why not? Can't I be Coors Light Johnny?
Why not? Well, you can be.
You guys call me Johnny Wood or Hollywood Johnny or
Granati.
Wood. Like, Johnny Wood is a great name.
Yeah,
Johnny Wood. I mean, I'd rather be Coors Light Johnny, right?
It's fine. I mean, we'll find out if Trey gave himself the nickname or did his buddies do it.
Did you self moniker? You can't. I think you can, but whatevs. But who's first? Chris?
Yes.
Chris is first up. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you? Love the show. Hey, I had a quick question. Was reading yesterday about some of the teams that continue to back out of bowl games. And Lance, I mean, I don't know if this is something you guys have discussed, but as this continues, it's weird how college football has progressed, in my opinion, in a negative way, that a lot of these bowls, which we don't care about, but some of these 6-7-1 teams, they look forward to that for making the money. Are these sponsors now going to start pulling out? Could we see in 3 or 4 years where we just have, like, 12 bowl games?
Because, yeah, I think we will.
The Chiefs, you know, it's just crazy. And I think that there's a lot. I have a buddy that his son plays at University of Louisiana Lafayette, and they're excited about getting to go to a small bowl game. And I watched their feed of them celebrating on the field, and there was like 90 people in the stands. I'm thinking, how is this team going to travel with enough fans to support a bowl game, especially some of the bigger teams like Notre Dame and other teams, Kansas State, cry because they can't make a bowl game or they can't make the one necessarily that they wanted. I just wanted your thoughts on maybe how you see the bowl scape over the next, you know, maybe 3 to 5 years. I'll get to listen to that.
I don't know about you, John, but I think you're going to see it's not going to be worth it to, number one, they're not going to be able to sell the tickets. I mean, teams get screwed. If they get a ticket allotment of 15,000 tickets and they don't sell it, they have to eat them. And it's just not worth it for the teams anymore, especially with player opt-outs. For some, yes, but here's the other thing. I was told this yesterday. We were talking about players opting out. You know, the coaches, it's always been, well, we get extra practices. But the players don't care about swag bags. It used to be a big deal because they wanted to go to the coolest bowls and they had the best swag bags and they're going to go to a warm weather. Now that they have a bunch of money in their pockets, I was told they just don't care like they used to care about bowl games. Like if they're not, especially the good teams, if they're not playing for a championship now and they've already got a bunch of money in their pockets, they don't want to have a bunch of extra practices. Like they're not looking to practice extra. And so if the team gets a vote, it's trending a little more heavily into not going for some of these teams than it is going. And that's a stark change over the last probably 10 years. I mean, the player opt-outs were one thing. It started with McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette, I remember, were the two big ones in 2017, I think. But now it's normal for third, fourth, fifth rounders to opt out. And you saw what happened to LSU. That was just a disgrace when they played here.
Yeah, and who knows? It might be the same thing. Even if it's not, Van Buren at quarterback, I'm gonna go with U of H in that one. A great suggestion that won't happen. You start next season with your bowl game. The first game of the year is your bowl game, and you know you get nominated to it now. You go there next year. Everybody's excited. Everybody's gonna play because it's a the kids that the seniors that earned it won't be there, but boy, it would be a meaningful bowl game if you started next season with it. I don't see it happening. The bowls are a problem. Listen, 90 people went out for Lafayette. 90 people, Michael. The smaller bowls don't attend. They've never attended. I mean, the Pula and Weed Eater. I've been to Independence. Really. Really bad bowls, and nobody's there. It's about ESPN, and it's about the sponsors. You know,
that's where they get
the money. The ticket revenue is line up. It really is. It's the opposite of hockey. That's all their revenues, and in college football, in bowls anyway, it's all about the sponsors.
It's just universities having to like those tickets are just a hassle to them because now they're responsible for paying for them. And they're like, for what? Seven teams that were 5-7 declined bowl bids, including Florida State, Auburn, UCF, Baylor, Rutgers, Temple, and Kansas. They were 5-7 and they were offered bowl ops and they said, nope, no thanks. Yeah. And so this kind of flies in the face of the coaches saying, we're talking about Auburn, Baylor, Florida State, Temple, Kansas.
Iowa State and Kansas State.
Iowa State and Kansas State. And they got fined $500,000
by the league.
By the league.
Yeah, those two schools, a bit different because they're going through transitions with head coaching changes. So, I mean, I'm sure they're leaning on that. But, yeah, I don't know if it's a matter of pride thing. You lay out Florida State and Baylor. Yeah, I'm sure they're not going to make it'll be at a cost.
A 5-7 bowl game.
But if you're Florida State at 5-7, you probably don't want that on your resume.
We went to a
bowl. Yeah, they used to have a bowl streak that ended a couple years ago, so that was very important to them. But now that that's ended, you want to wind up in a bowl game at 5-7. I don't think you want that at Florida State or Baylor at other places. So it could be some of that, too. Like, you know what? We were bad. This is fake. We'll just stay home.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? You can refuse it at 5-7, and you know what? All the guys are gone already. We weren't playing. I can't call them all up and get them back here. They're all gone. Sorry, we ain't playing in it. I mean, those I can understand 5-7 teams refusing. Rice said, "No, we'll play," but yeah, I mean, it's a chance for. First of all, it's nice for the coaches to have, you know, to have the ball, have the guys, young players practicing another month. You know, or, you know, and however more weeks. And for the most part, it's the younger guys that they get the most of the work. So that's a plus. A lot of coaches love that about the bowl games. They get more time with the kids and they get to, work on them in the off season. But, the bowls are, it's not changing anytime soon. This is what it is. It's gotten even worse with the playoff, but it's been like this forever.
Yeah, no one cares. Like, no one's going to watch them. You, whatever you're playing, you're just playing in a forest with a bunch of trees. If it falls, no one's going to see you, hear you, care, except for us in our playoff, in our bowl contest.
We got a...
Because I'm trying to win. What do we win?
Well, you get a weekend stay and
I can get a win.
We don't win.
We can't win.
I can get a win. Then I'm not going to try hard. Well, I'm going to try to lose every game then.
Why?
Well, you don't...
I'm Notre Dame. I'm opting out then. I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to try to lose every pick. And in so doing, I'll probably win 75%.
Well, if you go to our website, ESPN975.com, and scroll down, you can see the bowl challenge. And Golden Nugget Lake Charles is going to give away a stay over the weekend. If you pick the most right, if you got the most winners this bowl season, you're going to have a stay and cash from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. So how about that? We're going to be there on Monday and Tuesday. Want you to come by and hang out with us. You can come watch the show. We'll get you in. We'll get you into the DraftKings.
Before we move on, now this hit my email while I was on vacation. It was last Friday. And we have a rep who works for the Golden Nugget to set us up, and they do a great job taking care of us. But I don't know how to feel about something. Like, I understand there are levels and tiers to everything. But I don't need that. I don't need it shoved in my face. Like, did you see the email?
No.
That was sent. It was a confirmation for all our rooms and stuff. And it lays out the amenities for everyone on the email. I was like, you know what? I don't need to see that I'm at a lower level than John and Lance. You don't have to tell me my room isn't as good as theirs. Like, when you're given, like, it has
if
our.
If you need a bathtub, though.
I have a bathtub, but it gives us our confirmation.
You have a bathtub?
Yes, yeah, I believe so. And a shower.
Did it mention the word sweet in it?
For two people.
Okay.
Like, it gives us our confirmation number, and hey, this is you're all good. Just give this to the people when you get there, and you're good. I mean, isn't that fine? Like, just the confirmation numbers.
Just the confirmation number. We don't need.
Why does it have to lay out that these two guys have a different room than me? I was like, look, I understand. I'm aware. I'm self-aware. Mm-hmm. I just didn't need that on vacation.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna have to look at it because. Sometimes they give us the suite near the elevator, and sometimes it's on the other end of the hallway. And so we're going to have to make sure, Lance, that we got the ones near the elevator, right?
Well, I see is corners right? for you guys.
Yeah, no, we don't have a long way to walk. I can take
I like
10
that one.
10 giant long steps,
right,
and I'm there.
And we're in the elevator. Yeah.
And that's
right.
Good because I want to be able to get to
the
airport
as quick as possible.
I am not pushing back on you guys getting the rooms. That's fine. I don't.
But you just don't want to throw.
I just don't need to throw it in my face. That's all. I'm aware. You guys, depending on the floor, you're going to a different type of room.
Right.
But in the email to tell us that this is what's what, you ain't got to write out exactly who's got what and who doesn't. That's all.
When you get in the Ball of Hate Hall of Fame, then you know what? Then you're going to get the
first ballot.
Once again, I want to be clear. The Golden Nugget takes care of us. This isn't about them or the fact that you guys get better rooms. I get it. But you ain't got to be Kirk Cignetti and just run up the score on me.
Whether it's 53-7 or 7-3.
Hey, it's 45-7. Don't tack on a touchdown and tell me what rooms they get and what room I got.
Don't worry about it. If you go full Cignetti, you're going to keep playing until the whistle. 6 minutes of 6 seconds of fury every snap.
You know who's got that kind of energy? Craig DeSerf.
Yeah, Craig DeSerf. He was up here the other day. I saw Craig and his beautiful wife. We were talking. They were in town from Angleton doing some Christmas shopping. And it was a Tuesday afternoon, a Wednesday afternoon? No, it was Thursday afternoon. And they were in trying to beat some of the crowds in the afternoon, and we were talking a little bit. And one of the questions that came up, and how did he come up with Camelot in the cornfields? And he just talked about, you know, Camelot, the play and what it means and how, you know, people stay around and it's a great place. And it's really, he said, but it's out here in Angleton. So it's kind of a play on words, but in a play on, you know, kind of taking a look at the Angleton, you know, Angleton and what it means. You're out in the country. But the difference is it's amazing out there. It's truly amazing at the dealership, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. You have the same service riders, the same mechanics, the same sales staff. It doesn't turn over. It doesn't change. There are people who are committed to selling cars the way it's supposed to be without hassle. There's really not a lot of haggling and hassling. They say, look, this is our best price. We'll give it to you right up front. We're not going to play the games with you. We respect you. We want to give you as much dealer cash back as we can possibly find, the best trade-in value, the best rates, whether it's for, you know, for 60 months, 72 months, even 84 months, whether it's a lease or purchase. They're trying to find what's best for you because they understand you'll be back for a second vehicle when you are happy with them. And even if it's the selection, like my wife had a very specific interior, they actually found it, traded cars with another dealership, and she got what she wanted with her Chevy Equinox. There's Chevys, there's Buicks, there's GMCs. Go to the website, Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC.com, to see their entire inventory and find your next vehicle today.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We mentioned Coors Light Trey. Coors Light Trey with us this morning. I love that name, Now, have your boys given you that name, or did you give that to yourself? How's that work?
Well, they gave it to me on the golf course, John. They gave it to me on the golf course.
I love that. So you're an enthusiast. You are, and you're true to your craft. You play golf, drink beer.
Yes, I am.
Coors Light. I love that. All right. Now stay faithful.
Yes, I am.
I love that. Be faithful. Stay that way.
I try to, but I got a little beef with you guys this morning. Well, the greatest sidewinder quarterback from San Diego is, you know, just give him his respect. Give him his props. You know, he's no Danny Fouts, but just give my boy Phil his respect.
We
you guys are doing that, and I appreciate that.
We love him. We love Phil Rivers.
We love Big Philly.
Philly. Philly is the man.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Now, I grew up loving. Now, I will tell you, I grew up, John Jefferson was my guy. So when I was a little kid, it was Earl Campbell and John Jefferson. And JJ, when I grew up, I wanted to be John Jefferson. And then I realized at some point, like, you're never going to be John Jefferson.
Right.
But, and so I switched to, like, Ray Guy or Clyde Drexler. But
Ray Guy and Clyde Drexler?
Yeah, I mean, vastly different. But
Ray Guy.
Ray Guy.
And then you had one of the greatest kickers in the nation, Rolf Fenerska. You know, he was, you know, the best running back was Chuck Muncy.
Yeah.
You know, John Chuck Jefferson, Muncy. Kellen Winslow, you know, Wes Chandler, you know.
Yeah,
that was a fun Charlie Joyner. But they Wes Chandler came in for JJ, if I remember correctly. So that was not. They brought Wes in when they traded JJ to the Green Bay Packers. I was so pissed. I was legitimately a massive John Jefferson fan.
You're from San Diego, Trey?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're from San Diego.
Yeah, that was my favorite. Like, behind the Oilers, the Chargers were my favorite team.
Smart move moving to.
But I'm, you know, I'm on the Houston Texans team now. I'm here in Houston, so.
Okay, so you're on the Texans. All the Houston teams, or you just kind of pick and choose?
Post Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's easier to be a fan of.
We're all
the Texans
fans
now.
We're all bigger fans since Bill O'Brien left. Yep. That was bad.
It was not fun.
All right. Well.
No, but I love you guys, man. Hey, I got one more question though. Do you think the NCAA is like with basketball? They're doing that with football also. Because I'm trying to make it make sense. And then I'll hang up. Coors Light Trey out.
Coors Light Trey. What was the question about?
If they're going to, what was his comment about college basketball?
Do you think they're trying to do it like the NCAA, you know, everybody gets included?
Like that. Yeah.
Oh, the football?
Well,
yeah,
I think
the more
will.
Teams, the more money.
I think they will, but the problem is you have to eliminate regular season games because you're already going way too late in the year. You can't continue to have these unless you want to have, I'm just telling you, you're going to have a hard time getting these players to play that long. Here's the question for you. CTE thing. Thanks for the call, Trey. CTE thing. This is a serious question. College football, you start asking them to play 15, 16 games. When do they catch a lawsuit? The NFL got sued, right, for billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah, I've always thought.
I'm kind of curious if college football is going to have to start having some type of waiver. I don't know this. I've never heard this. Is there any kind of waiver to play college football that indemnifies them? Is that an issue?
I've always thought, those guys that had the lawsuit against the NFL, it started in high school. It started in college. I mean, a lot of times the CTE is because of multiple concussions. You think they just got them in the NFL? Hell, there's some big, big monster hits in college football as well. So, I think college football is doing a nice job of training and, with the targeting. I think they're doing actually a pretty good job. I mean, they get it wrong sometimes, but the intent is right. Let's not use our head. Let's teach these guys. You use your head, and you're going to get penalized. You're going to get thrown out of game. So guys are going to want to stay in the game, so they're not going to use their head as a weapon. That's a positive. That's a positive. Whether or not, I don't know why they don't go after college, to tell you the truth. There are stories about guys who, there was an Arizona State center. A center for Arizona State that was concussed, four, five, six times in college. And, was he a Texan? Was he drafted by the Texans?
Arizona State?
And he had to quit. I remember this story.
Doesn't sound familiar.
Was it Arizona or Arizona State? One of those two. And he had to quit like his rookie year because he couldn't do it anymore because of all the concussions that he had in college. I remember maybe he was brought. He Jack wasn't drafted, Miller, but he was brought in. He was an undrafted signing. Anyway, I'm with you, Lance. I don't know why college doesn't get blamed more. High school even they don't get blamed more for.
Well, it's just concussions. A matter of and that's why so. I watched an entire thing on brain injuries of several years back, and it was really enlightening on Real Sports. And it's not the concussions; it's the concussion stacking. And one of the reasons they studied the brains of and the brain issues. They can study where the brain is at a particular time. They studied it in college, and what they found was there was time for the brain to repair and heal itself. It takes on trauma as a football player, but they didn't have as many games. So it's easier to repair and heal itself because you don't sustain it over 16, 17 weeks. And into the playoffs in the NFL, you're talking about 20 games. 20 weeks potentially for a team. So in college, but once they start, it just dawned on me the other day, like, man, college football, some of these teams are playing 16 games. I wonder if they're ever going to catch a lawsuit like the NFL did, because that was just, that was billions of dollars.
Right, right, right. We got a break. When we come back, there's a lot of baseball news that we have to get to. There's some serious baseball news that we have to get to, and we'll do it on the other side. But right now, we got HRP. I'm talking about, you know, it's a little late to do the New Year's transition. Unless you're a smaller business, I'm not sure that they can get it all done to transition right at the new year, which is the best time for you to transition one payroll company to another. Because now if you're doing it yourself, any time to do it is great. If you are, you know, you have an admin company, it would be nice, but you can do it. You can still get it done. Don't waste time losing money. If you're with an admin company, I'm not saying that HRP is going to be cheaper. I'm saying really, 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 really could be. And you don't know until you actually call HRP or go to the website and start the process and see what they can do for you. Okay? You don't know. And why don't you let them break it down exactly what their payments, how much it's going to cost for you to have them do your payroll and your HR. And they're going to give you the suggestions on the benefits packages where the admin company is forcing their benefits packages on you. That's where they get you. That's where they're making money. And that's where HRP comes in and says, wait, we can do it a lot better and we can do it cheaper and we can do it where it's a lot smoother than what you're doing right now. So it's never too late. It's a great time for you to let them come and look at your business. Let them break it down absolutely free and find out what HRP can do for you. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.